Okay, so to start off, can you introduce yourself?
Yo, my name is Sue.
Sue, how do you feel about your set? You just played an amazing set earlier.
Thank you. Well, it was fun. It's always fun to play. It's always crazy to play with the band. It's first performance with our sax guy. So yeah, dope overall.
So what have been your what have your highlights been this year? No highlights.
Recording music with the band.
Yes, so sir. Like, how is working with the band different to what you've been doing by yourself as a rapper? And you're a beat maker as well, right?
Yeah. I think it's way different because, like, it's not just sample pulling anymore. And, like, you got to mold your vision with everyone else. And it's interesting because you don't see the end of it until it reaches the end. Like, it just keeps transforming. You don't have a vision.
Right.
It just keeps.
And has working with the band transformed your sound?
I think it's changed pretty much, quite a bit. It's nothing that I've ever heard before, I think.
Will your next release have a full band in the backing?
Yeah, it's a full band album. It will be a Mary Sue and Clementi Sound Appreciation Club album, yeah.
And when can we expect that?
Probably June.
And lastly, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Eat healthier.
Eat healthier?
Yes, sir.
All right, eat healthier and stay fresh. Thank you, Sue.
Peace.
All right, so how y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Pretty fine. Pretty good.
Pretty tired.
Hello, what's up?
Yeah, pretty tired. Mitchell's a bit sick. He just had like a 39 degree fever, and I just recovered from food poisoning from Bali.
Oh,
but
shit.
We're pretty good. We're pretty okay.
Were y'all performing in Bali recently?
No, we just went there for a little trip. Went to see the beaches and shit. It was
the sights.
Yeah, we went to see the sights, the food. Yeah,
the food.
It was nice.
The food I kind of regret, but everything else was pretty cool. Yeah.
Can y'all introduce yourselves?
I'm Marco. I'm the drummer.
I'm Mitch. I play guitar and I sing the songs.
And I'm Audrey, the queen of the.
Wow. The queen of the bass.
No, not really, but I play bass. Yes.
Okay. So how do you all feel about your set that you just played just now?
Honestly, probably not our best, but I mean, given the conditions we were in, we did what we could. But yeah.
Boo! Man, as an audience member, I thought y'all pulled off a pretty killer set. I felt like the crowd loved you guys as well. Were you guys happy with the crowd reception?
Definitely. I think the crowd was great. You know, we saw a lot of familiar faces, really happy to see them. Yeah.
So what are your plans for this year as a band? Do you guys have any releases in the works at the moment? Or any gigs coming up that you'd like to plug, maybe?
We got Zhang Bo over here, who's helping us to record our newest songs.
Say hi, Zhang Bo.
Say hi, Bo. Say hi, Bo.
Hello.
Hello, Bo. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, jeez.
That's okay. That's sufficient enough.
Well, hopefully we got some tours lined up, maybe a show in the Philippines or Japan, and definitely maybe a tour in the UK this summer, hopefully. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marco, why do you hit the drum so hard, bro?
Because I cannot play the drums properly. Yeah.
That's good. Also, last question. Do y'all have any New Year's resolutions since it was New Year's just recently?
Let me think, man. I'd really like to tattoo a bit more. I've been getting into it, and I'd like to maybe work on a client by the end of this year, yeah.
Oh, to tattoo other people?
Yeah, tattoo other people, man, yeah. And maybe get some myself, man, yeah. That'd be
oh,
sick.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all have any New Year's resolutions?
I want to sleep more, yeah, eat healthy, live life.
That's like the one kid in the class when they're like, anyone have any hobbies?
I like to sleep. Yeah. My favorite subject is lunch.
My favorite pastime is to...
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, it's to eat more food, and I wanna start this new like band for like it's like Riot Girl band. Yeah, that's
a new band outside Bellied Star.
Yes. For the girls.
Oh shit! We will be keeping an eye out.
We may have one too. Me and Mitch may have one with Spencer as well, from
From Carpet Golf and Subsonic Eye.
Yeah, do some punk shit, man. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I will be looking forward to that. Alright, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Alright, so Tia, how do you feel about your set that you played?
Honestly, out of like all the 5 editions we've played so far, this felt the best.
Yeah, like if we're talking about like headspace and everything and just like how I feel, it felt the best. It felt the most like, what's the word? Like emotionally significant, I'd say. Like I really enjoyed it today. Like I enjoyed the selection. I enjoy like people coming down. Like it just contributes to the feeling, I'd say. Yeah.
So what made this more emotionally significant than the previous times you've spun at a Copycats gig?
I think it's because like right now Copycats is in like a very like, it's like a very pivotal moment for all of us. So like I'm not based in Singapore anymore. I'm based in the UK now. Axel as well. Axel's based in Melbourne. So two out of three people of the crew are like pretty much not based in Singapore anymore. So we can't organize this like consistently anymore. So like to have everything aligned properly for us to like come together and organize something like this, that's what makes it very special. Because as of now, we don't know when the next one's gonna be. Like probably next December, like a whole year from now.
So why do you all choose to throw gigs and parties in hawker centers?
The whole idea stemmed from this Vietnamese collective. I forgot their name, but like shout out Vietnam. So we saw a video where they were like spinning vinyls at a barbershop, at like mundane spaces. I've seen them like do sets at like flower shops and like roadside like eateries. And then we just thought of it like, why not we do one back home and like promote like hawker culture? Because especially during like off-peak hours where like we don't like intrude on their regular like customer base, why not give people something to do like in between like lunch and dinner, like a little transitionary like thing for them to do, like a like I want to meet for lunch but I also want to get drinks in the evening, what should we do in between? Come to Copycats.
Yeah,
something like that. Like we basically saw what they're doing in Vietnam. We're like, okay, we want to promote this hawker culture to like our generation as well. And like we just decided like, fuck it, let's just do it. Yeah, that's how it started.
So what are your plans for the rest of the year, artistically or musically?
When it comes to like my personal work, which is like photography, I plan on finishing my current project, like A Lover's Discourse, the one you see of the couples. So finish that and then publish it as an art book. That'll be like the third book I've published so far. That'll be great, if possible, because I've been working on that project for about 2 years now. And it's so hard to find like couples in Singapore who are down, just because like everyone's in like close proximity to everybody, and it's like a 1 degree of separation or two at best. So there's like concerns of, oh, what if my parents see, or like what if my employer sees this, and like just these concerns make it much harder to finish the project. But in the UK, I've been told that it should be easier to finish, so hopefully finish that this year. Right now, like I'm also a session guitarist for my friend Joel. We're working on like a couple of EPs for him. So the goal is to maybe play a gig maybe middle of this year, and then maybe drop the EP like in September. That's when he wants to release it. I'm just happy if it releases at all. I'm just happy to be playing, you know.
And lastly, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Honestly, I'm very happy with how my life is going currently. Like, been taking care of myself better. Keep that going. Progress my career, if possible, in agriculture. Get an internship. Join a research team. Just things like that. When it comes to, like, creative stuff, maybe get booked in London. That'd be great. Like, play my first ever set in London. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like, might be a long shot, but the long-term goal is to maybe play, like, a set for, like, NTS.
Okay.
Yeah. Get a set on NTS radio. That'd be fun. If possible, we'll see.
All right, cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, how are you feeling after your set tonight, man?
Oh, man, awoken somehow. Like, it's been a long journey. We had a week off in Bangkok after playing the three gigs last week. But yeah, we've muscled through, and that was electric. That was brilliant.
How did you feel about the crowd here in Singapore?
Yeah, brilliant, man. Like, it's really taken me back to, like, my the best times I ever had. Was my local town was absolutely popping. Like, just feels, like, homely. Like, proper hardcore scene, proper beautiful, massive energy, just great smiling people, like, really thankful to have me here. But the reality is I'm thankful to be here, and couldn't be here without them, really, you know? It's fantastic.
Is this your first time playing in Southeast Asia?
This is my first time playing in Southeast Asia, yeah. I've only ever really been over for, like, Muay Thai in Thailand. I got to play Bangkok last night, so, like, I'm overwhelmed and humbled by the whole experience, basically.
So are you excited to be playing in Bali tomorrow?
Oh, massively. I've literally, just before we played this one, see a video of what Bali Hardfest is like or has been like. So even if we can emulate like 10% of that, it looked mental. So very excited. And I mean, I did not expect Bali to be on like the circuit for this. So another country I love as well, like visited for other reasons, like diving and holidaying or whatever. But god damn, I can't even believe I'm going to Bali tomorrow to play a hardcore show. It's mental. It's brilliant.
So does Your Demise have any other plans for the rest of the year?
Don't know really. Like, I mean, take it as it comes. Like, be thankful for anything that does get offered. With like obviously this happening, we set up a new like Instagram, and that's really our only like port of communication. And then it's kind of stayed quiet on the UK side because we haven't really pushed it or anything. Like, it's just kind of organically been spreading everywhere we've played around Southeast Asia, with all sort of like bits and bobs that have gone up, videos and such. But I mean, you know, the odd sort of show off of here and there, and it's like, okay, you know, push comes to shove, I probably won't say no. Like.
Lastly, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I mean, well, to be honest, I haven't been drinking since like November, and I haven't had a drink out here. We stayed on the Khao San Road in Bangkok, which is just chaos. And, like, the only way to really get to sleep is to get yourself like mind-numbingly drunk, which I managed to find other ways and means of just putting headphones in and falling asleep. But I think work a bit harder, drink a lot less or not at all, maybe stop going to so many Arsenal games because it's in my fucking head, and I don't know. Other than that, maybe just try and sort out more gigs or something. I don't really do resolute New Year's resolutions. It's like, why wait till the end? Like, I stop drinking like November really. Not to say that, you know, it doesn't help people out. I get it. I get why people do it. But a bit of a do what you can when you can, I suppose, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, man.
Dude. Oh, pleasure to meet you, man. Thank you so much, brother.